down to fuck.
What? Did he get that?
I hope I did. I think I was real close.
That's funny.
It's a new year, people.
I was looking for this at home.
Well, let's hear.
Resolution.
Found it.
They say you can go anywhere with a clipboard and no one will ask you a question.
That's true. I think that's very
But that's
true.
A baby clipboard, so I'm not so sure about that.
I think the baby clipboard says even more she's supposed to be or
you
she's
think
supposed
so?
To be.
I think the clipboard with like the with the box clipboard that you can keep papers in, that looks
for
official.
Sure.
No, I think the box clipboard is like a pocket protector. It's too much.
Really too much?
Too much.
Huh.
Well, a lot of it is you got to say, well, let me see. And you look at it.
Oh,
that's
you
true.
At it.
Let me.
Yeah.
Well,
let me take a look at it.
Let's see.
You just need an Excel spreadsheet with random numbers. No one will ask you any questions.
Are you okay?
What
you
are we
sound
trying
like
to
hell.
Do?
It's just pain, emotional pain.
Well, it's maybe because all you wear now is Boston College.
And you never.
Apparel.
Have you ever even been to Boston?
No, he's never been there.
I grew up there.
You I want to go not. To Boston. I've never been
for
there.
For a couple of years.
This year? Do you get a new calendar every year?
You know what?
Oh, yeah.
A new paper calendar?
Do you have a theme or like you always go to this or do you
no,
mix it up?
No, I have a very specific
oh,
calendar.
Can I guess? Can I guess?
You know what it
Puppies?
Is.
Puppies?
No.
Kittens?
No. You know the calendar on the side of my refrigerator. It has nothing on it.
Cats doing yoga.
Oh, okay.
It's a line. Not
no,
cats
it used
doing
to be,
yoga,
used to
very
be
a good one. I gifted a cat's doing yoga.
Yeah?
Yeah. it's
No, wait. Did they do a downward dog?
They had a contest.
That's very meta.
At the T-shirt company called Threadless, where you might not find this surprising. I get lots of email from the people at Threadless because they have interesting T-shirts with interesting designs on them.
Okay.
And they had a year-long contest. I don't know how long it was, but it seemed like a year.
Okay.
To come up with the best T-shirt based on a pun.
Ooh.
And the one that won.
Did you buy it?
I'm thinking of buying it for Max because you'll understand why when I tell you.
Okay.
There's a cat on the front of it, and he's sitting like Garfield sat.
Okay.
But it doesn't look anything like Garfield.
Okay.
He's holding his thumb up,
and
it says, stay positive.
Oh, that's cute.
That's the winner.
That's like this generation's hang in there. Remember the poster
that
we could buy at the book fair that said hang in there?
You guys aren't going to believe this, but I swear to you it's true. My mom and dad had hang in there, baby, Friday's coming. On their bedroom door, on the back of it.
No way.
On the back of their bedroom door.
That's awesome.
Honest to God.
That is amazing.
Oh, gosh.
Isn't that incredible?
Mm.
See, so
so the calendar. No, we didn't get to her calendar.
Oh, yeah.
My calendar is a very, it's a blank calendar, and it's strictly for use. It's not for funny at all. There's nothing funny on this calendar.
So,
no, it's just lined. Each box is lined so I can write in what we need to do. And it's always, I go to.
So, but what's the top? Usually, you know, because it flips.
There is
so,
no top.
What do you mean there's no top?
There's no top.
Is it just
it just flips over?
It just flips over.
Unto itself?
Yeah, it's like a spiral bound with a little hook at the top. And I put it.
All right, never mind then.
This is
that wasn't very.
Let me ask you this. Once it gets on the calendar, you can't change it, right?
No, I have a very specific erasable pens that I enjoy and they're color coded and everybody has a color. And that's what goes up on the calendar.
But you don't, on the first of the month, you don't have a new picture to look at, a new fun puppy.
Yeah,
or,
exactly.
But
exactly.
I buy the kids' fun calendars in their bedroom, and they never, like Max's was still on August when I took his calendar down.
Oh, wait a minute. Smartphones had to chip away at some of the
a little bit
paper calendar.
Yeah.
Bottom
but there's got to be one on the side of the fridge.
Yeah, always it's on the side of the fridge. Always.
I think we use that one time. The calendar, I'm pointing at the calendar here in the front room studios.
Oh, yeah.
This we used that one time when we hung it up there, and that was it, right?
Well, yeah, Jeff was useful, and he wrote who our guests were in August and September, and then I wrote the kids' fall break, and then that's it.
But we still have 6 months left on this one.
That's true.
And
we could cut it in half.
You wrote the guy who enjoys happy endings.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Geez, we do have to do another podcast this week because we might have a guest. I forgot all about that.
Dr. Will?
Yeah.
Well, are we or are we not?
Well, I
is
don't
it
know.
Confirmed?
No, it's not confirmed.
All I got to do is...
No, it's just not confirmed right this second. You just have to wait to hear back.
It feels
from him.
Like you guys don't want to work or do another podcast.
No,
this week.
We're
What's
fine.
The problem?
All I know is work. I'm ready.
Hey, I tell you what. If we don't do one of these podcasts, we will do our first ever. It's
Why don't
sports
you guys
time.
Do your sports podcast in lieu of our of this? Do this on release this on Thursday.
Sports time.
Look, if we have a podcast this week and you don't show up, you're going to have a doctor's excuse.
I could come up with something. I actually might need to find a chiropractor. My back is a hot, hot mess.
He said doctor.
What I love did I? Chiropractor. Doctors don't give out free TVs when you refer someone else. Okay.
Chiropractors don't either. Why? That was my question. Why do chiropractors have a bad name? Why do they have a bad rap?
Because they give away free TVs.
No, they don't. Who are you going to?
What were we talking about in the kitchen? You said, hold it. We were going to talk about it on the podcast.
We were talking about your recovery. No. You said, Jeffy took you to get your shoulder done on the 17th.
Right.
Since the 17th of December, you've lost 18 pounds.
I've lost 18 pounds in, what is that, 19 days? No, 17, 14, 16.
Yep, that's how many.
About a pound a day.
Yeah, and I've not, as far as I know, I've not done anything differently. I don't feel bad. Physically, I don't feel bad.
Maybe your pain meds increase your metabolism or something.
Do you eat less?
That's a really good question, Jeff.
I feel like you'd eat less.
That's,
you know,
kind of
I mean?
The obvious one.
You know, given the conversation we were having, how can I not look at you after you say, did you eat less? And not think you're being a smart ass.
I'm not. I'm being.
He said he hasn't changed anything. I haven't changed anything.
Oh, so.
And he eats probably like two meals a day, right?
Two meals on a big day.
Yeah. On a big day.
So last Tuesday, I wake up.
Well, you ate a lot of cake.
It's like 16 pounds. We'll get to that in a moment.
Okay.
Put a pin in cake. So I am like freaking out. Like I, honest to God.
I know you called me.
I look at the scale. And I tried to be real casual with her about it, and I know that you were like, oh, God,
no,
he's
he did. He,
out.
I'm not joking. He goes,
hey, here's something funny.
He goes, what else did I want? Oh, yeah, I've lost 18 pounds.
Yeah. And I called my doctor, and in the middle of talking to the nurse, Becca or whatever the hell her name is, I start crying because I'm scared to death that what does my white trash roots tell me?
You have a tapeworm.
No, I have cancer is what it says, and I have cancer, and...
No?
Do you remember that diet pill that used to take the people? The rumor was that it had tapeworms in it, and do you remember this?
No. Hydroxycut?
No, it's not hydroxy. Yeah. Let's not say any...
Oh, do you want me to start?
What?
Or we could start.
No, when you said hydroxycut, we should cut that.
Why? Mouth.
I don't think it's a real thing anymore.
It doesn't exist anymore.
Hydroxycut doesn't exist anymore?
People's hearts exploded. They're like the Samsung phone. Right out. Red just exploded.
Samsung came out with a new phone.
That doesn't explode?
It's called Explodo.
The non-explode.
I didn't even try.
No, that's okay, though.
Have you seen the movie Thinner?
I have. I read the book. Yeah.
A gypsy man.
A gypsy touches this guy's cheek and goes, Thinner.
What's that mean?
And
what
he's
happens?
A really big guy, but he starts to lose weight. And
oh, God. He loses weight. Making it up.
And still he gets erased.
No, it's a Stephen King book.
Absolutely, a Stephen King book and movie.
And he gets thin enough that he doesn't exist anymore.
He
like evaporates.
I forget how it ends.
Yeah, I think
Does he die?
I don't think he dies. I don't know. I can't remember. I just remember the pie. There's like a pie scene.
Did he eat a pie?
I don't know.
His wife eats a pie because she was cheating on him. Remember, he lets her eat it.
Oh my gosh, this is so much right now.
Yeah.
What music was that? I kind of like
that. It's Drake.
That's The Weeknd, baby.
Drake!
I mean, The Weeknd. No, I don't know.
Not Drake.
I listen to this and I'm going out and driving at nighttime.
What about
this
Chance?
Does seem like a nighttime.
What about Chance the Rapper? I like his hat.
So you got new stuff out?
I don't know. Let Me Ping? What is that? So anyway, I don't know what's going on. So then I went to the doctor, and they did the whole big blood work thing. And he goes, look.
I guess we're not starting the show.
The type of cancer you're describing, does weight loss is way down the list of first symptoms.
The type of cancer you're describing. So what were your other symptoms other than weight loss for this type
I'd rather
of
not
cancer?
Go into that, but I had a very specific type of cancer in mind, and it had bothered me in the past. And I thought, holy hell, here we go.
Dick cancer?
A big old dick cancer.
From here, all I saw him point.
Jason said it, not me.
Somehow I blame you, though.
Yeah,
I don't know why. I don't know
No,
why.
I think some of the weight loss is you're not at work snacking.
No, here's the thing.
And you're not getting those McCafe things, those caramely.
Oh, God, those caramel frappuccinos.
You know
God,
how?
Those are,
those
so
are
good.
Like 1,200 calories.
No.
They're so good.
No, but they are. I think
like
they're like
600 or 800.
Seven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But someone only goes out for McDonald's like twice every 2 weeks now.
Why? What,
we haven't
look
been
upset
there in 2 weeks.
Yeah, because we used to get it like every day. Oh, it was the life. Sorry.
You know what? I wish there were a bagel place really, really close.
There is.
To here? Is there?
Oh, to here. I thought you meant to work. It's actually probably about the same.
You haven't been eating bagels. Right?
Okay, here's a behind the scenes thing.
Carby's.
I've heard that people listen to this podcast to learn behind the scenes stuff, and there's something I won't talk about on the air.
Okay, go.
A long time ago, I used to have a prostate exam every year to inform gentlemen of their prostates and things
on
like that.
On the air. You still have one.
I still do have one.
Yeah.
And I have another one coming up, actually. But I had to stop because. Here's something funny. They found an abnormality in my prostate is why I don't do it anymore and is why Gunner does it or whoever does it.
Maybe Jeffy
this time. No, you're not.
We didn't do it
enough.
This last year, did we?
We did, and that person that did it isn't here anymore.
So then I had to have a biopsy. And by the way, if you ever have to have a prostate biopsy, don't cheat yourself. Get totally knocked out for it. Don't, because you can feel.
They told him halfway through that they could have given him a Valium. And he was like, are you serious? They could have given him a Valium before he went in and they didn't.
The guy kept telling me, you can't feel this. And I go,
yes, I can.
I can fucking feel this. No. And it hurts. That's where they slice a piece of your prostate
off. They shave. They don't slice it. They shave.
With a, honest to God, it's like a long barrel, thin barreled gun. They put up your ass. And it's got a trigger, and it clicks, and every time it clicks, takes a section of your prostate off, okay?
Good thing we don't work for the center of prostate.
Jeff, where do they put that again?
Dad ass.
Dad ass.
So.
I don't think you say dad ass when you're talking about a boy's butt.
So anytime.
I'm trying to make some fun happen.
Any sort of emission coming out of your penis for 6 to 8 weeks is bloody. That's true.
What are you doing? This is terrible.
What would you rather do? Have that or die?
No, I support it.
Is this too much? Have I done too much?
No, you're fine. You're obviously scared about this.
I was terrified. I was crying.
You lost 18 pounds.
Yeah, and I've still lost 18 pounds. And I had cake yesterday.
And no cancer, though. So that's the upside.
No, evidently not. No, my blood's all clean and everything. No, I just want to know what it is. I don't know what
I think you're not having bagels. You're not having those McCafes, the snacking at work.
I've told you for how long, if you cut out carbs, you would drop weight so quickly because that's all you eat is carbs.
I need no carbs and high in fiber is what I've been told.
That's what I said. I said you don't get enough fiber.
No, I read it somewhere.
I bet in the next 2 weeks you'll gain 5 to 10 pounds back just from being at the show. Just a guess.
Probably true.
All right. Speaking of the show, well, why aren't we started yet? I thought we started. I heard Drake.
No, it wasn't the weekend.
It was the weekend.
You kept talking about.
What about Chance the Rapper? I love him.
Oh, yeah.
Damn! Please let this song be about that ass.
This is so great.
Is it about that ass?
This is your request.
There's Chance. Is this Chance?
Yes.
In the lobby.
Well, what was that?
Problem one, no problem with me. You don't want no problem one, no problem with me.
It's good.
This is a good song.
Hi, it's the Chick McGee Show. I'm Chick McGee. That's Jeff Vibbert. That's Jess Hooker. That's Jason Hofsetz. We're all here in our places with bright, shining faces, starting the new year off right with a podcast.
That's good.
Laser beam sounds. And
well, you should have done that instead of talking about it.
Sorry.
Oh, pod. There we got something. You know what I got to know while I was rehabbing on my shoulder?
What'd you get to know?
My new Boll & Branch sheets. Did I tell you my Boll & Branch sheets arrived?
Are you excited?
They are so soft.
Soft?
Oh my gosh, they're so soft. Everything Boll & Branch makes, from bedding to blankets. 100% organic cotton. Cotton from the wild. This isn't cotton from some laboratory.
Yeah, most of it's greenhouse cotton anymore. But no,
you know,
this is from the
some of this cotton that's kept in cages all of their lives, and then it's made into sheet. Not at Boll & Branch. 100% organic cotton, and you buy directly from Boll & Branch, so you're essentially paying wholesale prices. It's true, luxury sheets can cost up to $1,000 in the store, but at Boll & Branch, they're only a couple $100. Everyone who tries Boll & Branch sheets, yes, me included, I love them. That's why they have thousands of five-star reviews. And Forbes, The Wall Street Journal, and Fast Company are all talking about Boll & Branch. Even 3 U.S. presidents sleep on Boll & Branch sheets. Shipping's free. I can try them out for 30 nights, and if I don't love them, I send them back. But as you've already heard.
You love them.
I love them. Ow, move my arm wrong. I doubt you want to send them back. That's right. There's no risk. And to get you started right now, Chick McGee Show lovers, get $50 off. I think I'll take a lover. $50 off your very first sheets at BowlinBranch.com. Use the promo code PODCAST1. That's BowlinBranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets. You'll say, sheet, these are soft. That's BOLLNBranch.com. Promo code PODCAST1. One more time. I know you're trying to get a pencil. BowlinBranch.com. Promo code PODCAST1. They're so soft.
Maybe that's what you need, Jeff.
Because
you haven't slept well lately.
I know.
Because you're dying, apparently.
I am.
Because you were there when I got there this morning. You got there real early.
I got there at 5:20.
Whoa.
The new video stuff coming in. And
yeah, and then Tom came out and goes, oh my, Vibs is here. I'm going to faint. I didn't think you could get here this early. And I go, okay.
Oh, my God.
All right. What happened to you loving me the last 3 days of vacation?
He's very fickle.
Yeah.
He's a fickle lover.
The funniest part was I went in and I was like, hey, I have tweets if you want me to come in. He goes, no. Just don't talk. Rest your voice. It's the only way it's going to get better. And I go, okay. And he goes, no, don't agree with me. Just don't talk.
You know how often I say that at my house? Do not respond to what I'm about to say.
And then all hell breaks
loose.
Just
do what I'm about to say. Do not respond. I don't want to hear you breathe. I don't want to hear a sigh.
You ever get this?
I don't want to hear anything.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I was like,
all right.
You don't get the last word, so stop talking now.
How often do they try to respond?
Not often. Max is a little.
They're learning.
God, he came in. Just sometimes your kids come home from school and it's just like, did somebody take a shit in your backpack? Because like, oh, guns. I mean, like, yeah. I could hear him yelling from the garage and I was on the other side of the house and I opened the door and I said, the whole damn neighborhood can hear your mouth. Be quiet.
You mean he had to go to the bathroom when he was announcing it on his way in?
No. Oh. He was fighting with his dad.
Oh.
And I was like, both of you shut
up.
Yeah.
Okay.
How about that?
And you guys, your kids, and you two are going to say, no way. So be prepared to say no way.
Okay.
Your kids went back to school yesterday.
No way.
My kids went back to school yesterday.
That's
my
fascist.
Kids absolutely went back
it's
to school.
It's nuts, right?
Well, and here's the thing. Even if there's kids that went back today, and usually what happens is yesterday would have been for the teachers to get prepared.
Well, I know a lot of teachers that went back today, and there's kids not going back till tomorrow.
Okay. I know some kids
in our county.
I don't come back till next week.
They don't. Yeah. Monday.
We were a week off from you. We were
right. But in the surrounding counties or the surrounding schools in our county, all the teachers went back today. Kids go back tomorrow.
Yep.
They also went 3 days longer than us, but you still shouldn't have gone yesterday.
Yeah, it's New Year's Day observed.
Observed.
To sit at home.
Bowl games weren't until yesterday, so yesterday was New Year's Day.
Is that over? Is college football over?
No, one more game. One more game.
The big one on
next Monday night.
Yeah,
next Monday night. Alabama and Clemson. Clemson getting 7 points.
So there's no Monday night football next week? Mm-hmm.
No, we're in playoffs now, baby.
NFL, two games Saturday, two games Sunday. Yep, playoffs.
It's so important in my life, obviously.
New Year's resolutions, go.
Who's in the games? Who's the football? What's that?
Which one, NFL?
You got Houston and Oakland.
Okay.
You got...
Quite possibly could be an awful game because Carr being out. And Houston, somehow they win games.
Oh, it's
going to
be an awful game.
I still don't see Houston winning a playoff game. I don't know what it is about.
But they will. You watch them, they will.
I can't see it.
It's in Houston.
Yes, because they won the division.
And then the Detroit Lions, Seattle Seahawks.
Yep.
What?
And this is 4:30 Saturday afternoon, 8 o'clock Saturday night.
Okay.
4:30 Oakland, Houston, 8 o'clock Detroit and Seattle. Then Sunday at 1 o'clock and 4 o'clock, the way the Lord intended. 1 o'clock Miami and Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
And 4 o'clock, 4:30 Giants and Green Bay.
What was that first one? Pittsburgh and who?
Miami. The Dolphins are in the playoffs this year.
I don't feel like there's anybody I want to root for.
Roy Wood is very... I'm going to root for the Dolphins because...
Yeah, for Roy.
Until they play the Patriots.
Well, you want to root for the Patriots.
Right. Jess. I mean, other than that. When do they play?
2 weeks
from
now.
They're on a bye week. The Patriots and the... So who else got a bye?
Kansas City Chiefs.
Kansas City Chiefs.
Kansas City won that
Yeah. Division?
I'm telling you, the
Houston
Chiefs
dropped it.
The Chiefs are badass.
Or Houston, Oakland. If Oakland would have won their game Sunday, they would have won the division, but they lost.
I think this is the best chance Kansas City has to get into.
I'm gonna
this
be
level.
Honest. I'm gonna go Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh against Miami.
You're I'm going solid. Pittsburgh.
You're going right up against Roy Wood Jr. in that one. He already bought his latest victory robe. Remember, he had a Cubs victory robe.
He did have a Cubs victory robe.
Wow, what a year for him if the Miami goes far.
I know, right?
Miami is probably my least favorite team.
Now, what do you base that
did
on?
Did you see how many points
yes,
they're getting?
Mostly.
Who, Miami?
Yeah. You know, I support that.
Yeah, mostly.
It's not many. Guess.
Oh, wait, is it
don't
10?
Don't look.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It's 10. 10. Miami's getting 10 points.
Yeah, that's a big number in a playoff.
They have game. they have five defensive starters out, or they did against the Patriots.
But Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh is a playoff. They
Pittsburgh
can play
is the
playoff.
Shit. And what game did we watch Pittsburgh?
Pittsburgh
was in?
Ravens.
Pittsburgh, they're loaded. I had no idea. Mm,
their defense
idea
is back.
The Steelers were. Yeah, their defense is sort of back. Yeah.
I mean, one of the top three receivers. And
Antonio
Brown,
yeah, he's badass. Le'Veon Bell does.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah,
shoot,
you can't.
Yeah, you can't stack the box.
But as a football fan, though, as an NFL fan, the next 2 to 3 weeks are the best weeks of the year.
Right. Yeah, the Super Bowl is kind of a letdown after.
I mean, it's great, but these couple weeks, especially even if you don't have anyone invested, like Jeff, you don't have anyone invested, but I guarantee you're going to watch all four games.
They're like eight games coming. I mean, they're two weekends
yes.
of four playoff games. It's great.
Yeah.
Love it.
I don't.
Is there a sporting week that you like? A sports week that you like?
No, not at all, actually.
Fashion week? Do you like that?
I don't.
No.
I'm not. It's not. I guess I was just, when you guys rattled off all the teams, I was thinking of who my kids like. Max is a Falcons fan.
And Falcons are poised, man, to win the Super Bowl.
What are they playing?
That could very well happen.
2 weeks from now.
I thought you just said they were the bye week was the Patriots and
no. Well, in the
AFC.
AFC, it's New England, Kansas City. AFC or NFC is Dallas and Atlanta.
Oh, see, there's way more teams
because Addie likes Cowboys.
Addie's Cowboys. She likes three teams.
And here's how much I like Miss
Pittsburgh.
Miss Addie, I bought her a pair of cowboy sweatpants.
Mm-hmm.
That's how
she
much.
But you had them shipped directly to her house.
I like
right?
that little girl.
Yes.
Well,
they didn't come through here.
No. Let's not get crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want the Cowboys to get to the Super Bowl. Obviously, I don't want them to win the Super Bowl. So I got to think, okay, who from the NFC do I want?
You know
who can
I'd
I stomach?
Like
I think the Falcons.
You know who
Falcons.
I'd like to see.
Plus Kostaki.
And you know where Matt Ryan went to college?
Boston College.
Oh, boy, it's all coming around.
That's right. Your non-existent alma mater. That's very exciting.
Well, I got my master's from there.
Is that right? Yeah.
Masters of
in sweatshirts.
Yeah, sweatshirt, whatever.
Fashion design, yes.
You know who I'd like? I'd like to see the Lions.
I would accept the Lions.
I would too.
It ain't going to happen.
For sure.
Going deep.
They've hit their ceiling. Their ceiling's so low, they just keep hitting it and they can't break it.
I want to see the Lions win this weekend in Seattle because if the Seahawks lose at home, shit's going to get real. Richard Sherman's going to yell at Russell Wilson and vice versa, and Pete Carroll's going to get fired.
But don't you think Russell Wilson is like, I mean, compared to Sherman, like that's kind of a joke, right?
You mean like a fight-wise?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. He did have sex for the first time not too long ago. He married Sierra.
Yeah, he waited. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know this?
No, he didn't.
Yeah.
That's a lie.
100% serious.
Look
what?
It up on your.
I think it's part of his marketing image.
Right.
You know, I think he's.
You remember the most famous virgin until they got married?
Mm.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Mary.
No.
She's a big one.
Yeah.
James Worthy?
Close. What is it? AC Green? Was that his name? One of the Lakers. He was like 32 and he said he'd been a virgin.
How come?
Why did I think Worthy?
He said he was.
Yeah, but it was a Laker.
No,
yeah.
Worthy spilled more.
Yeah, you're probably right.
All of us have seen.
Okay.
Even when.
Not necessary.
You know.
All right. We got it. Stop it.
She was
stop
down,
it. Stop
dancing
it.
With.
Oh, he went to North Carolina too, right?
Oh, can you imagine? Hi, I'm James Worthy. Wham! Okay.
Really?
A.C. Green. Virgin.
My favorite AC is Slater, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or ACL.
That's a good one, too.
How Laker AC Green stayed a virgin his entire NBA career. This is what it said. What if I told you the NBA's all-time Iron Man avoided temptation and stayed a virgin surrounded by sin? That's AC Green. Iron Virgin. Oh, this is AC Green narrated by Will Ferrell. It's one of those 30 for 30s that they made a...
It's fake, though.
What if I told you? No, I don't think it's fake. I think it's as real as these get.
They did a 30 for 30.
Los Angeles Lakers select AC Green from Argonne State.
Argonne?
When AC Green joined the LA Lakers, they were at their peak of stardom.
No, you had it right the first time. Just,
yeah, just
stop hitting the microphone.
Stop hitting the microphone.
Oh, my God.
Whatever you dreamt about, you could have. The women are of all shapes, all sizes, all colors.
Okay, we'll watch that later. Funny.
If I could.
I didn't know Will Ferrell did those.
Yeah.
It's a Funny or Die.
I thought he did a USC one, too. But if I could make a video, any video. It would be like that, where it just showed girls lying on the beach and it showed slam dunks.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
New Year's resolutions, anybody? Anybody?
I don't want to share.
That's fair.
Okay.
Okay. Which means I'm going to ask you, and which means I still am respecting your.
Okay.
If you don't want to share, mm-hmm. But I'm asking a very direct question.
No, I don't mind.
Because you've hinted at it.
Okay. Oh yeah.
Are you going to go vegan?
Yes. I'm. I don't even like to say vegan because when I told Max about it, Max goes, "You're not going to be one of those people that talks about it."
I was just about to say.
I don't care. That, you know what? That people can talk about it. I don't care. That's becoming
it doesn't
an
mind.
Airline
yeah.
hack joke. Well, people talk about it. Right. Whatever. You could talk about it.
Yeah. No, I don't. I'm not. Here's the thing. I've never tried it. I don't feel healthy, and so I'm going to try. I'm not. But it's not like for the year. I'm not going to make myself miserable. But right now, I haven't had any meat or dairy, and I know we're only day four. Are we day three?
Day three.
It only seems like day four.
But actually, I kind of started doing it a couple of days before
the
new year.
Right.
But and I feel good, and my sleep is getting better. It's not on point, but I'm not as hungry as I thought I'd be. I thought I would like really want it all the time, but I don't. It doesn't.
I've known you to crave a steak every now and then.
I did, and I had the nastiest, dirtiest, like diner steak and eggs.
Oh, that's Ronnie's
over break.
Favorite.
Oh yeah, it's
he
my
loves
favorite
a crappy
too.
Steak.
I love a crappy steak too.
You dump ketchup on it.
Yeah, and fried potatoes.
Oh, I love fried potatoes.
Yeah, and I did the whole thing, and that's so. I felt like I was pretty good after that.
Okay, my dad could make a mess of fried taters, man.
Fried potatoes are good. Yeah,
I bake my taters.
You bake them?
Yeah. But kind of roasted. Basically.
We do fried potatoes when we have navy beans.
Okay.
Fried potatoes with navy beans.
So what's been your protein source?
Actually, I haven't. I've kind of just been doing a lot of fiber right now and trying to work out whatever's, you know. And sorry, guys. So a lot of a lot of bananas and chia seeds with almond milk, like those that I do that.
Banana's a good source of fiber.
No, they just satiate me. They're good.
And they're one of the world's most perfect natural foods.
Yeah, if you do that with almond butter, like that's enough for a meal.
Yes.
Yeah.
See,
I can give that Max before wrestling or before football.
Do you not do peanut butter?
I do almond butter.
But I'm saying you don't do peanut butter. You go almond.
I just prefer almond.
Okay,
I like it.
Cool.
I like a crunchy almond butter.
Sure. I'd gotten away from peanut butter, and I just got some last week, and I can't get it.
And
can't
you got all the peanut
jar.
Butters. No, you got Reese's peanut butter cup peanut
butter.
No.
I got that for yesterday. That was for
As he's telling this, I'm going, you didn't get peanut butter.
That's for our hockey cake for yesterday.
Okay.
But no, I forget what I like creamy. It doesn't really matter, Jif or Skippy, I think.
Oh, I crunchy peanut butter every time.
No kidding.
Always crunchy. Always crunchy peanut butter.
I think it tears up the bread when you spread it. It's from a practical standpoint.
You have to massage the peanut butter.
Yeah.
The peanut butter before you apply it.
Yeah. Well, then you get your hands all covered with peanut butter.
I don't know how
with
that.
With the knife.
They have these screw-on stirrers.
They do.
You've seen that?
Mm-hmm, I have. Yeah. That's cool.
Is that for the crunchy?
It's for the natural.
For the natural, it's kind of oily, like the
top. A little bit oily. You mix it up. Yeah.
Have I ever had almond butter? I think I must have had almond peanut butter.
Yeah, you probably had almond butter.
At some point.
I took some, like it was my, like the heartiest thing I had when I went hiking a few months ago. I'd make a oatmeal.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually a stone cut sort of instant. Mm-hmm. And then I would put in a pouch of almond butter.
Oh, yeah.
And man, was that, I mean, that stuck to my ribs.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Tasty, too.
I actually have done pretty good with fruits and vegetables and stuff. And then I came here and my kryptonite is at Chick's house and it's the sourdough pretzels. And the mustard.
Yeah.
So the sourdough pretzels are carbs. Am I right on that one?
Yeah, they're carbs. Okay. But I'm sure that there's also, I mean, I'm guessing that there's probably eggs or something dairy related in there too in the cooking process.
Yeah, sometimes. I bet pretzels aren't.
So stuff like that, I'm just not.
So you can't do eggs, though. Man.
Yeah, I don't mind. But that's the thing is I need, like, my body. Like, when you say eggs, I'm not worried. Like, there's nothing anybody said that I've been like. Actually, somebody said something about Hermanaki wings yesterday, and that got me a little bit.
But other than that, had those yesterday.
Them boys had Hermanaki wings, yeah.
You guys had Hermanaki wings yesterday?
We watched hockey with Josh.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. So it was, I was like, oh, bummer. But that was it. But I have, like, when you say that stuff, I just don't.
There's amazing amount of stuff out there that mimics real food.
Yeah.
Like, and tastes like gyros or buffalo wrap chicken, you know.
Right.
Tenderloin. There's all kinds of good stuff.
I'm really excited to do this, the walnut mushroom sauce. It's basically like a meat sauce in your tomato sauce, but it's just mushrooms and walnuts sauteed.
Sure.
So I think that's going to be good. Yeah.
I've seen that where you get like a big, huge mushroom and just mm-hmm. grill it like it's a burger.
Oh, it's so good though. I love it. I'm serious. My favorite food hands down is mushrooms.
Okay.
I could eat mushrooms and onions and garlic every single night.
See, but I like my mushrooms on top of a big old steak.
That's good too.
I was thinking about this over the weekend. It is. I don't really eat that much red meat to start with, so I don't think if I went vegan or whatever you want to call it, non-meat, or I don't think I'd miss it that much. I mean,
it's not that I want
chicken, I guess, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I just, it's not even that. It's that I know that I eat far more protein than I do fruits and vegetables, and that's where I need to find. But I feel better when I have fruits and vegetables.
Oh.
I look better. It's just dumb.
If I don't have like a salad or some good veggies, I'll crave them going, God, I've been eating like crap. My body just needs it.
The 2 weeks I just ate
terrible
junk. I ate so much junk. I don't know. Too many
sweets. And.
But I'm not thinking about it all the time. I think it's weird because I'm like a hard, fast person. Like, this is what I'm doing, and I'm going to do this, and this is how it's going to be. And instead, I've just, like, if error happens, it's not the end of the world.
No, not at all.
I just don't.
But you're trying it out as a lifestyle to lead. You're somewhere here in the middle, and you're like, let's go a little more veggie.
I feel like that would be better.
And better protein versus the other crap. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with
that. But I'm also worried about, I'm not a fan of soy. It just doesn't sit well with me. I don't think it's great for people necessarily in large amounts. That's just my opinion, but that's for me. That's how it works. So tofu is not an option. I'm just not going to do that.
I forget. What is seitan from?
That's soy, isn't
that's
it?
That's soy, too.
Seitan is the enemy of G.O.D., I think, isn't it? Satan? Yeah,
from the seventh level of hell.
Mm-hmm. He's right there in the middle.
I think that if I'm going to really be serious about a New Year's resolution is that I'm going to be easier on myself. That's all it comes down to.
Well, why don't you just say you're going to learn to fly?
Seitan is actually wheat.
It is wheat.
Yeah.
Okay, then I'll look that one up.
Yeah, yeah.
A whole grain. Like, I'm totally in favor in whole grains.
Sure, sure.
They've always set well with me, so I don't have a problem with it. But yeah, that's my thing. I'm just going to be easier on myself and just love myself. And I know that sounds so hippy dippy right now, but I'm being serious. Like, I'm over. I'm just.
Well,
not,
no, I mean,
I don't want to.
If someone thinks, that sounds silly, or all that, I mean, maybe it is.
Then you've never been in the depths of hating yourself,
right? Yeah, you haven't really explored all the how you can hate yourself and how often you can do it.
And it's just
let me show you the way.
Many ways.
Yeah. Let me show. Yeah. So I'm
just shadow me for a day. See what happens. Yeah.
What's something you're going to do to help alleviate that? Do you have anything planned or? Still waiting.
Just waiting for it to hit me. No, there isn't. It's. I guess there's nothing. That's the thing, is that I haven't like written anything down, and I hang out with Caitlin a lot, and Caitlin is a planner and she writes things down. And I think that also, but I'm going to be serious for a second, that she has been inspiring in that when I've shared very private things with her, she's like, I support you. Like, that's mm-hmm. all she says. And it's just, there's something about someone saying like, I support you and I'm not judging you and I don't care. Mm-hmm. And I was like, why can't I be Caitlin to me? Like, mm-hmm. why can't I be as nice to myself as Caitlin has been to me mm-hmm. and not knowing me very long? And it's just like, actually, she probably has, and in working this out and saying it out loud and having this conversation, I'm realizing that that's probably what it is.
Well, I think you have to live with the decision you make, so you overanalyze it and
overthink
it. Yeah,
that's
so,
the thing, is that in my head I'm constantly going, I shouldn't have, or I would have, or I could have. And it's just like, when those things come to mind, it's like, just let it go. Let it go. Like, I bought a new car, and I was so excited. You know the excitement of buying a new car. But this morning I woke up at 4:30 and I was like, what the fuck did I just do? You know? And I was like, what are you doing? Like, those negative thoughts and just practicing. So I just laid there and I was like, just go back to sleep. Like, yeah. Stop. Exactly.
But
don't do that.
The alternative to continuing to beat yourself up is you caught it in time and you said, don't worry about it. You know, it's okay.
That's why I kept going, do you know how much nicer it would be to go back to sleep with this 2-hour delay than to lay here and think about spending money?
Here's something I did. You remember in high school, they would in science class, they would have this big jar, and they would ring a bell in it, and they'd show you what a vacuum is. It sucked all the air out, and you couldn't hear it anymore. Mm-hmm. I did not coin this term, but it's a very simple term. But I say, put a lid on it.
Yeah.
If those kind of thoughts are happening,
put
them over there and put a lid on it.
Put on a lid on it, yeah.
Because they're not – they're just chatter. It's stupid. It is. There's nothing valid about it.
Mm-mm. And your thoughts – and I've heard things. It's interesting, like, when you hear things and you aren't in a space to accept them. Like, when people say, you aren't your thoughts. And I'm just like, shut the fuck up.
That's where somebody told –
you know, you aren't your thoughts. And it's just like, actually, you're not. Like, they're not even – like, they're just thoughts. And I never understood that until the last couple of weeks, and going, they literally are just thoughts, and just move past them.
Right. You're supposed to come in and say, you can offer your thoughts a snack, but don't let them stay for dinner or something like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Oh. Yeah.
Have a nibble. Move on.
Yeah. No, I didn't think about it like
that. I didn't know you could control your thoughts. I thought it was, you know, up to my thoughts when they popped into my head and when they didn't pop into my head.
Well, there's subconscious things that happen.
It's like anything. I think it's like any muscle. You have to practice not thinking it. Like, you just, when it comes in, you have to practice letting it go, too. That's the hard part.
I think
let it go.
If you could find someone who... Like, I think it'd be tough to go to meditation, and because my brain would think of other things. And I feel like I don't have that active.
You know what they say is that the people who can't meditate need it the most.
Yeah, probably.
There's a Wednesday meditation that I enjoy very much. A guy I know, and I go to that one. It's just different to have someone guide you as opposed to
try it yourself.
Doing it yourself. Yeah. But you know what? I think this is, and I know this is silly, and I don't mean to be gross, but... How it really stuck with me about not having having control over your thoughts is like when a guy is trying not to complete during sex and they try to think of other things.
Baseball.
Yeah. Things like that. That's kind of the same.
Grandma?
That was actually, I think that's in a movie where he says like something about his grandma, or then he says baseball or whatever. But it's just like, that's kind of the same thing. Like, when you don't want to go there, then don't go there and move on to think about something else. No, that doesn't. I feel like the three of you should really understand what I'm talking about.
I just go for it. I don't give a damn. It just happens when it happens, you know?
I remember seeing that scene in a movie and being like, oh, yeah, like, that's how you could control your thoughts. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's all easier said than done. I'm not good at it. I'm working on it. I'm with you. I'm working on it too.
Do you have a New Year's resolution?
I do. Do you want to do it when we get back?
We can do it when we get back. Yep.
Right. Well, let's take a break.
Yeah, let's take a break.
Part two of the Chick McGee Show coming up on Podcast One.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been down so long it look like up to me. They look up to me. I got fake people showing fake love to me. Straight up to my face.
Yeah.
Straight up to my face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, picking it. I got fake people showing fake love to me, straight up to my face. No, no.
Who is this weekend? Not, which one is this?
Drake.
Drake!
Now it's Drake. The best Drake ever. Well, any Drake is the best.
The Drake. Best Drake is never happened, Drake.
In your opinion.
In my opinion, absolutely. 100% my opinion. I was going to say dead Drake. That seems kind
of
mean.
We're back with part two of the Chick McGee Show with Jason and Jess and Jeff. And before we get rolling, did you know, how would you like to put on a brand new pair of underwear? And it's not just putting on a new pair of underwear, but it's like you're stepping into a better day.
You mean I don't have to wear used underwear anymore?
That's exactly right, Jess. Me Undies focuses solely on producing the most comfortable underwear you've ever experienced. Did you see, hear how I said comfortable?
Mm-hmm.
Comfortable.
That's a great way of looking at it. Start your day off putting underwear on. You're getting into...
Bingo.
Bingo. Great day. It started great already.
Me Undies sent me a few pairs a while back. I was busy getting free stuff last week.
A lot of free stuff.
With you guys, but I had a great week. I can't imagine wearing anything else than my MeUndies that I'm wearing right now. I am so comfortable. Where I am, I'm sitting in a brand new day in these underwear from MeUndies. No, it's not Hyundai. MeUndies for the price of two cocktails. MeUndies will deliver your new favorite pair of underwear right to your doorstep, and your better day is guaranteed. You try them on. That's right. If they aren't the most comfortable, best-feeling underwear undies you've ever had, they'll refund you and let you keep your first pair free. No questions asked. How about that? Included in the price is the sweet touch of Modal. M-O-D-A-L. Modal. Not to be confused with Art Modell, the owner of the Cleveland Browns, Baltimore Ravens. A special fabric made with best-in-class raw materials that are scientifically proven to be 3 times softer than cotton. Uber cozy undies are sold exclusively on the Me Undies website. Me Undies, you Jess. Me Undies, you Jeff. Me Undies, you Jay.
Got that right.
You'll enjoy free shipping in the United States and Canada. And for a limited time, everyone in the Chick McGee Show crowd gets 20% off their first order. You heard me, but you have to go to special address, MeUndies.com/comfort. With the MeUndies Better Day Guarantee, you have nothing to lose. So don't wait any longer. Go to MeUndies.com/comfort. Get 20% off your first order. And step into a new day, not just a new pair of underwear, but a new day with MeUndies.com/comfort.
I want them right now.
No resolutions other than being nice to yourself?
There's more goals. Is there a difference?
Thanks for discounting it so much.
You know, I mean,
it's just goals. It's being...
That is probably the hardest one.
Squad goals are just like...
Squad goals is like
you guys
a good
are
thing,
my
right?
squad goals. Yeah. Okay. I can't. My squad goals can't get any better than you guys, right?
That is correct.
Okay, that is correct.
It's the best squad going, right?
Oh yeah,
it's a good squad,
hands down.
It's a real good squad.
I was daydreaming about our squad riding in my new whip.
Oh, it's gonna ride hard.
Wait a minute, in your new what?
Whip.
Lip.
Whip.
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 What's a whip?
Whip is your ride.
Yes.
You call it a whip?
Yes.
I did the same thing to Jason. I go, oh, she's got the new whip out there. And Jason goes, what?
I never heard whip.
I need some documentation.
I've heard ride. I've heard wheels. Yeah. I've heard...
See, all these younger kids are trying to change the words we've already got for
whip
stuff.
Whip has been around since whips. 2000.
Easy.
So, oh, at the latest. Wow.
So this century, huh?
So whip...
At the latest.
So you whip around in your car? Is
yeah,
that why you call it a whip?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'd like to say thank you to my friend TJ, who helped me find my car, and he's a listener of this podcast. And he works for Ford.
Huh.
Yeah.
Way to go, TJ.
Yeah, thanks, TJ.
That's a badass-looking ride. Whip.
My whip.
Here you go.
That's a great-looking whip.
I can't find it.
What are you looking for, whip? It's out in the driveway.
Urban Dictionary whip. See what year it originated.
Isn't whip something you use to spank someone with?
No, you get a whipping. You don't get a whip.
Man.
You pick a... You
do you want to get a whipping? Whoever said yep to that?
Nobody. Whooping.
Was
it whooping or whipping?
Whipping.
Ours was whooping.
When you said it, it really hit a nerve, yeah.
Oh, sorry. Whooping.
I hear my mom, I mean, not hit a nerve, but echoed with me. I could.
We all. I mean, whooping is what I heard other people say. We say spanking.
Spanking.
Spanking is what we said.
Oh, it's not them.
What happens?
It's the wrong guy.
We'll be right back.
Okay.
What happens to someone who derives sexual pleasure from a whipping?
What happens?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that that's a lot of. I don't think that.
That's a lot of things?
I don't think that that's necessarily like a. That's not a bondage type thing, right?
I have a theory on
this.
Well,
I
think everything in any sort of sexual pleasure can be chopped up and pieced up, and nothing necessarily goes with anything.
I know,
else.
But you can enjoy whippings and not, or spankings, or not, like, I don't know what to call it now.
Not,
it feels weird.
Not like being tied up, right?
And not being like tied up.
Sure,
but right. There's also people who like spankings, like being dressed up like a child and getting a spanking.
Right.
That's different. There's and all. There's a whole arena.
Change their diaper, and
I don't think that's funny. Yeah. I think that's stupid. That makes me sick.
And powder everybody.
Okay, so what? Now you go.
No, my theory on when you get kind of out of the norm, of, you know, you're whipping and or you want certain.
Oh, we're
going to
talk. Are you going to talk normal? What's normal?
Sex is normal. That's all.
I'm just saying, you get in there, you have it, you have a
are
good
you
time.
Sure?
Right.
But if you go out on these other things, I think you've had so much normal sex that you need these extra things, whether it be could be the other sex, perhaps.
Yeah. Oh, I think I know.
What do you think?
I think whatever you I guess fetish is the correct word, whatever fetish that you might want to label something, I think that's in there for a long time. I don't think it develops over a series of sexual encounters.
I think it starts. No, I think that it does. Like, you might be introduced to someone who did something that you weren't familiar with before, and
well,
then
that
it
might,
turned you onto.
Well,
it.
No, I don't.
Yeah,
I think it's always in the back of your mind.
You think you have a bone and DNA somewhere, and they're in your.
I think there's
bone
some,
and DNA
you like fingers
is,
and places the
whenever
fingers aren't supposed to go.
I know that, man. If somebody would just pull my hair, I'd really like that, you know, or something like. Right? I think. Yeah. So. I think you know. Yeah, I think you always know,
Jeff. You're the sexpert here.
Sex is missionary. Eye contact the whole time. Three pumps. If you don't complete, roll over, go to bed. The way it was intended.
It's just like sex and the salad bar. Same rule.
Yep.
Three pumps and you're out of there.
Get out.
Is that a real thing?
No, oh, I just made it up.
Oh,
of course
not.
It's a good.
That's very good.
You know, if you want enough ketchup, it's three pumps. No more, no less.
No, because if you get a low pumper, yeah, you gotta hit it hard and fast.
There are other factors.
Oh, we're still talking about the salad bar, right? You gotta maintain eye contact.
Oh yeah.
Look at me. Yeah.
There's the.
Yeah. I don't like eye contact. Never mind. I don't want to talk about this anymore.
There's a scene in Training Day where Denzel Washington's talking to the new cop, the rookie.
Ethan Hawke,
who I've indirectly made out with. No big deal. We talked about it earlier.
Yeah, that's true.
But he's talking to Ethan Hawke, and he's like, how long you been married? He's like, a year. He's like, I bet you love us so much you still fuck face to face.
Wait a minute. Let me tell you something. Your Denzel Washington sounds great with your sore throat.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That really nailed it.
Have you heard? Have you seen the video of Denzel Washington talking to a reporter about fake news?
No.
She says something about, you know, this story broke, da, 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 da. And he was like, when did it stop being about the truth and start being about being the first? And like kind of schools her. And it's such a Denzel character that it's almost like
he's being legit.
But he's being legit. And he was like, worry about reporting the truth. Yeah, don't worry about being first.
He's good. And some of those characters come from a real place.
Oh, and he does it. It's a video. I'm sure it's on YouTube or whatever.
Have
but
you
he
seen,
does it. And I was like, damn.
Have you seen the YouTube that somebody put together that evidently he says, I guarantee it?
Oh,
all
yeah. All the
God,
movies.
Dude.
All the
played
movies.
That.
I guarantee
I
it. Yeah, he did.
Guarantee
yeah.
it.
He did it. Yeah.
And there's somebody else who does something else.
My man.
Yeah, that's
my man.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. Grab my hand. That's one.
Grab my hand.
Yeah, that's another
good,
one.
That's a good Arnold Schwarzenegger. Grab my hand.
I'm going to be on the other side of the fence. That wasn't
that's
a very
not
good
either. It no, shouldn't have been.
On. You're going to have to go
hey,
a long
way
to find one more adorable than that. Come
Chicky,
on.
You haven't said your New Year's resolution.
When you said that, I popped into my head, continue my journey. So I guess that's...
That's
you know,
good.
I feel like
stay
I'm
alive.
Not.
Stay alive. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I'm not. I'm not done with a couple of things. What was that?
Stay alive.
Be alive.
Be alive.
Yeah.
No, I mean like take care of yourself and continue to be on this this experience.
Yeah.
I don't even like to say life anymore. It's an experience. We're going to get a new experience.
Yeah, well, that's what we said this year. We're not going to – you're going to minimalize things, and we're going to be more focused on experiences. Mm-hmm. Yes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to get one of those things that go on top of my new van, and then I put a ladder on the side of it, and then just park it places and sit on the top of my van with a – like a.
You mean like a piece of plywood so you can put a chair up there?
Yeah, just chill. Like it's race weekend every day.
You're way up there. You're way up high. I don't know how you get down from that.
Plenty of space.
You got to get the reindeer, the antlers, and the nose for it next Christmas. You have to promise that.
No, I think I'm gonna. I think I might commit to being a bumper sticker girl. I might just cover the back with bumper stickers.
Really?
Well, coexist probably and.
Is that rated for people on top? Have you checked on that?
It is actually. Yeah, there are. There are.
Because I want to be a part of that. I want us to do it right if we're going to do it.
We'll do it.
I just want to make sure we can do it.
We can. We'll take my car to the infield next year when we do our Carb Day podcast.
Mm-hmm. We had a great time at the Carb
Day. We did.
We keep having great times at the Carb Day podcast.
I might need to look into some railing if we're going to be there.
No, absolutely.
Oh, there's going to be some railing at the Carb Day.
There's going to be some railing. There's going to be some pumping.
I'm going to take an inflatable mattress.
By the way,
three pumps.
Jeff mentioned this phrase has been going through my head.
Oh God!
And I might have to edit this out. But I just heard the term. He said this, not me.
Uh-huh.
He said something.
Yes, but
random
you know,
puss.
You know you're saying it. So
yeah, I know.
But it doesn't. He said it, so I'm going to say it now.
But that's where he heard it.
I hate all of you. So no, it's not me saying it.
Well, I heard it from the kid next door. Don't beat me, Mom. That's what you're doing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, random puss.
I heard that.
Phrase has been going through my head for
You've never
two
heard
weeks.
The term random?
Not with that.
Not associated with that, I guess.
And just calling it
puss. I guess just saying, I mean, like, I guess if I've heard it used, it's heard like she was a random, not necessarily the
first time I heard that
random
slang word for a kitty cat.
Yeah.
let's see. I'm going to say early 90s. I had just finished a public appearance at some nightclub, some tavern.
A nightclub or a tavern or a booby bar?
No. I never. No, not the booby bar. It was a bar.
Don't say you never.
No, I never.
You never worked those?
I never had an appearance at a strip club other than if it was a show. A morning. We did the morning show a couple times from a strip club.
Huh.
But the guy said, you can have your cash or you can have that word you guys have been saying.
Oh, I remember this story.
Yeah.
Now that you say that, I remember that.
And I said, well, you know what?
I'll take the cash. The other guy did not.
The other guy did not. The other guy went for the word we've been saying. That's right.
Do you know it, Jess? Or are you guessing?
I told her.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, is it? Oh, I better not. Yeah, I was going to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Jeff, what would you have done?
Behind the scenes dating. Oh, take the money.
Okay. Got to take the money, right?
Yeah.
If you got if you got paper, you can get the other.
Exactly.
Right?
Take the money and run.
Bitches are forever.
Jess, Jeff, at the break, I think you said you were going to go into your resolutions and or goals.
Let me find my Zen place.
Okay, find it.
I turned the boy on Alan Watts. He can't get enough now.
I just making
prayer hands.
I just namaste to check.
Namaste. I was reading something. Sorry.
No, you're fine. Okay. A wise Buddhist once told me three breaths are the most important things you can do in a day. I'm working on that. I've been working on breathing a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But my main resolution is to be honest with myself in 2017.
Okay.
I am going to stay off my cell phone.
Okay.
A lot more. I went out to coffee with some old friends, and I had my cell phone turned off.
Ooh.
In my pocket. I had to ask someone for the time. Excuse me, ma'am. Do you know what time it is?
Yeah.
Because I was waiting for my friends, and I just had it turned off.
And she answered you, and you got laid out of that conversation.
Yeah.
Oh. Random.
She was like 60, and that's how random puss happened.
There it is right there.
But even when you're just sitting there waiting for your friend, or when your friend goes to the bathroom, not getting your phone out, just being in the moment.
Yeah.
I'm going to change my phone number.
You are.
I'm cutting my line. I'm cutting ties with the past.
You're going to restart.
I'm restarting.
Hard restart.
Yep. That's why the whole Boston College thing. I'm changing my name. My name's Logan Timmons.
Wait a minute.
Can we poll for your new name? I don't like that one.
Wait a minute. Hang on. I like Logan Timmons. Yeah.
I don't. It sounds.
Timmons. I guess.
LT. Timmons, get in here.
LT, baby.
You're quoting Vickers. That's page 7. How you like them apples? And I'm going to start talking like that. Yeah.
There you go.
No.
I got a number. How you like them apples?
Yeah. I'm going to change my phone number.
If you're hearing this and you can't get a hold of Jeff, yeah,
I'm gone.
There's a reason.
But I'm also going to connect with some past relationships. 2017.
Some past relationships?
Connect the verb you
friendships,
want?
Friendships, you mean?
Friendships.
Okay.
Yeah. That's a better word for it. Friendships. Like I went to coffee with two friends from high school that I hadn't talked to in 3
met my old lover at a grocery store
in 3 years, so it was good to talk to people.
Snowing Christmas Eve.
That song is playing at also. Never mind. I'm not gonna say it.
Go.
I was gonna bash a brand. There's a coffee shop, not Starbucks, but there's a coffee shop I went to that was just the worst. Everyone there was talking about their non-for-profit and all their.
Give me an intersection.
I didn't know that. Anywhere was another coffee shop. Okay.
Yeah,
there's a couple of those around.
Yeah,
they have good stuff though.
Oh, it was
you
really
know what?
Good coffee.
I
see
wish.
That? Sorry.
I wish we could get a Caribou coffee. They have the
IEPY.
Best mochas.
IEPY, great mochas.
There's one here.
Oh yeah.
IEPY.
Yep.
Oh,
Campus Center.
Oh,
okay. Yeah.
Jeff.
Mocha Mondays.
It wasn't written very nice either. Sorry.
God, I love the Caribou.
Let's go to Caribou.
Oh yeah, every day.
Let's do
every
a podcast
Monday.
Next week from Caribou.
They got plenty of space.
Do they?
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna set this
you guys
a little
could find
podcast.
Strange.
Oh, the IEPY campus. Oh, IEPY. You gotta wait for the spring. You gotta wait for the spring. The sundresses come out. People start. Showing up again. Anyways, but I'm going to connect with some old friends and try to keep those relationships. Because I was friends with one of the girls from kindergarten to senior year.
Is this the wedding girl?
I thought she kicked you to the curb, though.
No, she didn't.
She did. No, she did. There was a – I won't get into it. But, mm-mm. Yeah, we're talking. We're on speaking terms now. It was neither
That's
of
good.
Our faults. But
I'm writing all kinds of things down today.
Yeah,
But here's the thing.
She's writing stuff again.
That's yeah.
That's what it is.
Yep.
Yeah.
This should be the match game. Like, we should all go on the match game together.
Wait, that's not going well?
No, that's what made them not talk.
It's going. They're fine.
Right, that happens. Yeah. That happens sometimes. But you're not always buried in your phone, I feel. But I mean, obviously, when the show's going on, you're kind of looking
means.
And stuff.
That's what he means.
But
mindlessly looking.
Yeah,
at his phone.
Like when I'm at home or whenever I'm at a show, like a comedy show, I'm like, I'm bored. What am I going to do?
Stare at my phone.
I'll just stare at my phone.
That's right.
I think that's good. I've been trying to not grab my phone as soon as I wake up.
Yeah, I'm putting my phone in the living room
that's
at night.
Good.
I'm going to get an alarm clock. I used to have an alarm clock, but I spilt water on it, and Justin Timberlake's "Sexy Back" was playing at 3 a.m. It was, yeah. Okay. And
that's good.
What else am I gonna do? Phone, do that. Be honest with myself.
Do you lie to yourself a lot? Or just manipulate the reality. Maybe manipulate make excuses for your reality. Yeah.
I think I can convince myself.
If I could just side note that Chick and Jason are both scrolling on their
phones. No, go ahead. I'm riveted. No.
New Year's 2017.
This isn't my phone, for the record.
Oh, it is. That is true. That's
this is
phone.
My phone. Actually. Yeah,
an iPhone 7 is very nice. I don't blame.
Oh,
you
got a 7.
Yeah, we
covered this.
Sorry. Yeah, like last year.
Sorry, guys. Sorry.
He had to have it,
but
he sent the old one back, right?
Yeah.
Almost sent the new one back. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I can convince myself that I didn't work. Like I do work hard. And I do a lot of stuff, but I can convince myself I haven't. If I do a podcast, I convince myself it's not work.
Oh.
If I go to Bob and Tom, I convince myself I didn't do any work.
Right.
You're
discounting your time.
Yeah. To me, somewhere down the line, I thought I had to be a dentist or be something like a teacher or something like that. And
something
that was real work.
Something that maybe your elders consider a real job.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I don't think they considered what I do a real job until very recently. So, and some of them don't still,
don't, yeah.
But Yeah, so I'm working on being more honest with myself and
don't do that.
Less in my own head.
There's nothing worse than someone discounting what you do for a living just because it's not something that they would consider.
Yeah,
Do you need that validation?
Worthy.
Is that a problem?
Worthy, I guess.
I need validation, but I don't.
Not from the elders.
No, I guess since it's comedy, laughter is the only validation I need.
Sure.
And if people are laughing, I know I'm doing a good job. I don't care if people don't think it's a real job.
Right.
Right.
I just want to get. I just want to get laughs in 2017.
Okay.
Be comfortable with myself.
Well, I like the phone thing because I'm struggling on that with my daughters.
Uh-huh.
And my oldest is a big fan of Ed Sheeran.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And just the other day, Monday, he said he's got new music coming out Friday. So she's very excited. And then I went and looked at his Twitter, and he had a thing. When he took a break a year ago,
He
sent a little something. And I wrote part of this quote on her dry erase board in her room.
Yeah.
And she didn't know I did it. I'm sure once she saw it, she realized I did it.
Right.
But it was just – I just did a portion of it. It said, I find myself seeing the world through a screen and not my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
That's the part I just – dot, dot, dot.
Yeah.
For sure.
So I'm hoping – I doubt it'll happen. But I'm like, hey, use this and this guy – it's not me that said
it. Right.
He said it because a lot of times as a parent, it has to be someone else that says it.
Yep. Yeah.
For it to really sink in.
Way
for
to
a
use
kid.
Your dad tools. Good job.
Well, I just happened to run into that. I'm like, that's it. Well, for starters, that's a great quote.
You should have
texted her, probably.
I probably should have texted.
Yeah, that would have been better.
Dang it, that's brilliant.
That's funny.
But you're kind of this being the same way.
Yeah, and I mean, I think John Mayer kind of hit that quote.
That's
first.
Right. That's right.
Where he said, I'm going to stop
looking
at the
world. Nobody hits it like John Mayer.
Through a photograph and trying to capture it in a photograph.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
But that was back before techno. Yeah.
Turn that shit over. Yeah. Turn that shit over.
Yeah. But no, I think the phone is – and I've read that there's studies that show if you just look on Twitter and Facebook, you're more miserable than people that don't. Just because it's the Photoshop life where everyone looks like they're
it
having a
is,
good time.
And that's what's so bizarre to me is that I've seen a lot of my girlfriends get off of social media and say, I'm off of here because I'm tired of comparing myself to everybody else. And I was like – I don't feel like I've ever done that, though. I've never looked at other friends' lives and gone, oh, it's perfect.
Well, I think that's a tough one, to not just automatically compare yourself with what you're seeing, and be grateful for what you have.
You're right. I shouldn't say that. Right now, recently, like within the last year, I haven't found myself doing that because I've also changed who I follow on social media.
Mm-hmm.
And no hate follows. I had a girlfriend who said that, you follow people because you like they're funny, but they're also embarrassing. Like they're not meaning to be funny and you're following them for the wrong reasons to make yourself feel better about you. And it was just like, oh, that's terrible.
I think there's a lot of that on Facebook.
Yeah, a lot of Facebook probably. But it's just so it's like don't follow people you hate just to keep tabs on them or not even necessarily hate, but that life is a mess and they put it up on social media and then we laugh at them in a group text. Like that's shitty. That's terrible thing to do.
Yeah, it's real shitty.
Yeah. Twitter to me is just, I'm just keeping up on the world is kind of what I do. And then also there's comedians and then kind of friends of the show and I'm just kind of keeping up. I don't know. That's my best way that I can keep up on stuff.
Because
I don't tweet that much really.
Right. Yeah.
It's funny. The people that I enjoy following the most are the people that I probably see the most. So it's kind of silly.
There's probably some truth to that.
Yeah.
But I think another part about being honest with myself is the idea of when I'm on social media or when I'm on stage, my goal, I thought I could get every single person to like me. And I was like, okay, I'm going to get everyone to like me and it's going to be great and we're all going to get along. And then I'm like, oh, I said this on this podcast and someone sent me a piece of hate mail. I was like, okay, well, I'll change my behavior and I'll do this. And then I do that and someone else sends me hate mail for doing that. And it's like, okay, take a step back. You're not a shuck and jive away from making everyone like you.
Right.
People are going to hate you and just deal with it.
Yeah, you can't accommodate everybody.
Because that was my rule when I was doing stand-up. There's some comedians that if 100% of the audience is not looking at them and paying attention and loving it, they get upset and they start yelling at the crowd. But it's like, when I first started doing comedy, I was like, okay, 70% of these people are going to like it, and they're going to enjoy it. 30%, they're probably going to hate me. Right. There's going to be a lot of dads out here that mm-hmm. like, damn, this guy could have sex with my daughter anytime he wanted to. No, I had an old guy. I say that
because that's why they don't like you, because you're so you're too awesome.
I know. Yeah. See, and someone's going to hate me for saying that. Mm-hmm. But no, I there was like an 18-year-old girl's birthday party, and it was all her 18-year-old friends, and they loved it. And then her dad comes up and goes, I didn't get it, and I didn't like it. But they did. And I go, thanks, buddy. Like, I don't.
It wasn't really for you.
Wow. Yeah. Anyways, I just, I'm done trying to get everyone to like
who
me.
Go out of their way to do that.
That bothers
me. I don't
me.
Get it.
But I read a book called The Four Agreements, and one of them is don't take anything personal. Mm-hmm. It's not your fault that that person came up and said that to you. It's something they're dealing with.
Yeah.
It's poison that they carry and they need to get rid of.
That's one thing that I've said a million times when the therapist looked at me and said, oh, that should be a resolution. I'm going to start going to a therapist again, I think, just to talk, you know, mm-hmm. not necessarily to look for any big breakthroughs. But when that therapist told me that my mom would have treated any child the way she treated me. It
right.
necessarily wasn't my fault all the time, you know?
Yeah. And, for sure.
But I don't apply that to the rest of my life.
Other relationships.
Yeah, other relationships. Yeah. I mean, I'm, you know, obviously there's some areas where I fall short, and I will always or continue to fall short. And what are you going to do, right?
Yeah, but I just took everything. That's so, like Jess was saying, she wasn't going to overthink things, or what was your resolution?
I'm not going to beat myself
up. Beat yourself up. Yeah.
Yeah, kind of, basically.
And I think taking things personally is so much easier said than done. Like, not taking things personally is so much easier said than done. And, like, I've been working on it since for 2 months, and I feel like it's only gotten harder. Mm. It's gotten worse because I'm thinking about it more, and I think that goes with
well, the more work you do, the worse it's going to get for a little bit.
Yeah, true. Right?
Are you going to try to get on stage more?
Yeah, I've got some stuff lined up.
Because the baby's grown up.
The baby's grown up. I've got a week at the Comedy Attic in Bloomington. Featuring.
That's awesome.
So that'll be cool.
For who?
Josh Arnold.
Oh.
Yeah.
Never heard of him, but yeah. I'm sure he's good.
Yeah, good luck with that.
I heard he's a nice guy.
I don't know about that either.
I don't know about funny, but when,
is that this month or next?
February 2nd through the 4th,
okay.
I think.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's, yeah, and then I've got a week in January, and just I'm going to an open mic tonight if I get a nap, but mm-hmm. yeah, I'm working on a tight 10.
Good.
About puppies.
Nice.
So I can perform at the halftime at the Puppy Bowl. That's my goal.
That's a good goal.
It's not a real
halftime
goal.
At the Puppy Bowl. Yeah. That would be something.
I mean, they've got celebrities performing at the Super Bowl. Why can't
darn
they
right.
have someone at the Puppy Bowl?
I don't think anybody's thought of it. That's why. And now here you are.
Here I am.
They're probably filming that right now.
The Puppy Bowl?
Oh, I bet they
yeah,
are.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably.
They
a
just
lot
film,
of editing.
Yeah. They just film dozens and dozens of hours.
I
and
thought it was.
Cut it down.
Isn't. It's Isn't a portion of it live?
No, I can't imagine.
Where do I sign up for that job? Just editing videos of puppies playing.
That's true.
That'd be
you
awesome.
You know, one of them had to, or more, had to have a big dumper
oh,
right there.
Yeah,
in the
you
got
to edit that out. Things,
could you right? could Clean you show a dump on TV?
Aren't puppy dumps? I don't think an active dump. Maybe an after dump. Like
you can't show someone drinking a beer during a commercial. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Are you
actually
serious?
Going to their mouth? Yeah, you can't do that. Okay. And if you think, oh, I've seen that, it's because they've edited. Stuff. It's crazy. All right, she won't be back. She's got to go. All that poop talk.
Well, it sounds like you've thought it through, Jeff.
I have. Yeah, I wrote in my moleskin notebook.
Yeah, you know how many moles there are to make a moleskin notebook. Let's say you want a car with moleskin upholstery,
yes.
Jeff. You're darn right. Where would you start? That's right. TrueCar.com. If you're looking to buy a car. You want to make sure you're getting real pricing on actual inventory. But a lot of times that is not the case. People configure cars online only later to find out they're not available. With TrueCar, you get real pricing on actual inventory. It's not pricing offered by TrueCar, but pricing from an actual dealer, and not just any dealer, a TrueCar certified dealer. Carefully curated network of dealers committed to transparency and offering you a competitive market price. Using TrueCar, you can easily find the car you want. TrueCar shows you what other people in your area paid for the same car you're looking for, and now you feel confident with the price information. Over 3 million cars have been sold to TrueCar users by the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network. Over 13,000 TrueCar Certified Dealers nationwide. Right now, as I'm talking to you, you'll work directly with a TrueCar Certified Dealer contact. TrueCar users are more likely to enjoy a faster buying process when they connect with TrueCar certified dealers. That's right. TrueCar users save an average of over $3,000 off the MSRP. TrueCar shows their customer all of their available incentives before they arrive at the dealership, but you have to register at TrueCar.com. One more time, that's TrueCar.com. When you're ready, visit TrueCar.com to enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features not available in all states. That's TrueCar.com.
Just checking.
Yeah. I drink a lot of water at the first break.
Yeah, you did, because I know she refilled the big...
Yeah, and then I drink this tea.
Oh, yeah, you were doing the tea, too.
Yeah.
Oh, the old bladder ringer. That's what that tea's called. I wonder how they come up with names for tea, like... Sleepy time. I bet it makes you sleepy, probably. One of my favorite. This is the worst conversation I've ever been in.
You have tea that's called extra sleepy time.
Extra sleepy time and throat coat.
One of my favorite teas is constant comment. What the hell does that mean?
What?
Yes.
That is a brand of tea. I've heard about that.
Yeah, it's the oolong. Flavor.
Oolong.
Oh, it's the flavor.
Oolong tea. Constant comment. Oolong.
It has like allspice and some orange and
I
think you'd recognize it.
Recognize it?
You recognize it.
I will recognize it.
Oh, have you heard this bobblehead commercial?
Oh, the guy who wants to make bobbleheads?
And he can't say bobblehead.
Uh-uh.
It's bobblehead. It's bobblehead.
Have you seen the newest Peyton Manning commercial?
No.
New to me, anyway, with the Papa John's.
Very funny.
No.
He goes to the door, and it's the Denver Broncos mascot, Miles. And Peyton opens the door. It's a big party. It opens it. Hey, there he is. So Miles walks in, and the next scene, they're... Blue, the Colts mascot, is already there, and Peyton goes, oh, okay, Blue, this is Miles. Miles, and they're both like, because Miles, the Denver Broncos mascot's a Bronco, obviously, but he's got this scowl, this evil kind of eyebrows, and they're just like staring at each other. And
that's funny.
It's
that's
very great. Funny.
I wonder if it was the legit Blue, because we met the guy who is.
Yeah, we know Blue.
I think it might have been. It has to be, right?
It has to be him.
He's
a good ping pong player.
Yeah, here's another Blue story. He ripped his shirt off when somebody made a – is this right?
What?
Somebody on the Jaguars made a field goal, and he got mad and ripped his – it was hilarious.
Oh, the other day? Just
it was on
Sports ago?
Center, like all over the place, where he was ripping his shirt off and mad and throwing it on the ground.
I didn't see that.
It was very funny. Blue's hilarious.
Love a good mascot.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember huddles when you were a kid? Did you ever have a huddle?
Uh-uh.
It's an NFL doll that they're like these little baby. Some of them are still out there.
I remember the touchdown monkey.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember.
Touchdown monkey. What's the
an extra point monkey?
I remember that.
Yeah, there were Colts. Yeah.
I do remember extra point. I remember extra point monkey.
Someone got mad, and they were gone.
Touchdown monkey, yeah. Anyway. All right. Is that it for this week's podcast?
I don't know. Do you want it to be?
Anything else we need to say about 2017?
Did you make a resolution?
I don't have resolution, more goals.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna try to maintain my bass lessons.
Oh, good.
And get good at playing bass. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, just because I like it.
Yeah.
Boom 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 boom.
I'll bring it in here and play someday. Okay. Maybe.
Are you gonna get on your bicycle more?
I will be, because I had a surgery, right. So I will probably be on my bike more this summer.
Good,
absolutely. And I'm gonna minimize, and part of it starts. I think the best place to start is your closet.
I agree, 100%.
And I'm just gonna look. I'm like, and I know this is not the best rule. It should be less. But I'm like, if I haven't worn it in 2 years, it's gone.
That's fair.
I have a few things I keep for sentimental sake.
Sure.
But I got to keep those to a minimum. Yeah. Like I should be able to go home, and this is me. I don't have that many clothes.
Yeah.
But I should be able to go home and get rid of 15 things easy.
Oh, I did. I just did
15
that.
To 20.
I did a sweep this weekend, but I just keep doing sweeps. Like when I'll go in there and I'll be like, I've overlooked this shirt how many times?
Yeah, mm-hmm. But I
haven't
worn it.
I'm not
going to
wear it. Yeah. But all of my clothes would fit like on the bottom half of that, like this door opening, this closet door opening. Mm-hmm. All of my clothes would fit right there.
Oh, yeah. Mine would easily.
Yeah.
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 I'm just like that. Only the exact opposite. I'm going to try to work out more.
The
like
downstairs, too.
Always. I'm going
to
do
we
that.
We have to do that.
I'm going
to
get that emptied out.
I think the only thing we need to pull out of there is your box of family photos. Like, that's really the only thing you need.
He took one of my hats years ago. I'd like that hat back, by the way.
What kind of hat?
kind of hat
I
was
took
it?
One of your hats.
Yes, really? Yes. It was a River Dogs hat.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I have another one, but you took the better of the two.
I did?
Yeah.
Well, maybe I'll order you a different one.
No. You've got it.
You know, when I start my rehab with my shoulder, I'm going to keep that up, hopefully. I like.
That's good.
Maybe. You got a baby cakes hat. You can wear?
Yes, I do have a baby cakes hat.
Yeah, I got your baby cakes hat. What the hell else you want?
I couldn't remember the name of it. I was just some angry baby.
New Orleans baby cakes.
Angry baby cakes.
He does look like an angry baby.
He is pretty angry.
Very angry.
That's funny.
All right. Tell everybody you know about the Chick McGee Show, the Chick McGee Podcast. Thank you very much. Be listening or be looking for Blonda Brunette, Jess's video podcast.
So we're recording today.
On YouTube. It's Blonda and Brunette. Start subscribe to that. If you haven't, why not? Thank you. Jeff Ebert at jeffebert.com and the Jeff Ebert Podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And Jason is on this podcast.
Is this the song I was looking for? I was looking for Whip and Nae Nae. Isn't that Fetty Wap? Because you're talking about your whip.
Now watch me whip.
And watch me Nae Nae.
Okay.
No, I'm terrible.
I don't know, buddy.
This is a ballad. That sounded like a ballad. I didn't know there were a ballad rap song. Called My Way, but I did it. Trap Queen, is that the one?
I know Ed Sheeran did a version of Trap Queen. It's pretty good.
Trap Queen sounds like a laundromat.
It has a
you need the Trap Queen. You're gonna watch you're watching Pets Bed. You need to throw that in the Trap Queen. We don't need any lint getting out of it. Thanks for listening to the Chick McGee Show. Good luck in 2017. I got a feeling we're all going to need it.
We're going to tear it up.
Good night, everybody!
Earn 4x gas reward points during the Safeway Anniversary Sale. Look for the shelf tags for the participating items and get great anniversary prices and earn gas reward points too. This week, shop with your club card and pick up Gatorade 8-pack 20-ounce selected varieties 2 for $9 plus CRV. And Lay's potato chips 7.75 to 8 ounces 2 for $5. Maximum gas reward at participating Chevron or Texaco stations is 20 cents per gallon and $1 per gallon at Safeway stations in a single fill-up up to 25 gallons. Other restrictions, limitations, and exclusions apply. See complete details at Safeway.com.
Virginia buries its dead. I'm Rita Foley with an AP News Minute. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe is talking about President Trump's response to the violence in Charlottesville over the weekend at a white supremacist rally.
Those remarks are dividing people. We cannot be dividing people.
Governor McAuliffe told CBS this morning he knows two of the three people who were killed that day.
I have lost three great citizens yesterday, Heather Heyer's funeral. Tomorrow we will have to put to rest Trooper Burke Bates, who had been part of my executive protection detail, and then on Saturday, Lieutenant Jay Cullen, who'd been my pilot. This breaks your heart.
Heather Heyer died when a car rammed a group of protesters. The two Virginia state troopers were killed while monitoring the rally when their helicopter went down. Prison visitations are off at a state facility or all state facilities in Florida, where they say they have credible intelligence indicating some sort of security threat. There are no details available yet. I'm Rita Foley.